Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Richard Rawson is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Richard is a good friend of ours and a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the president of Administaff. And in the interest of full disclosure, as you know, Administaff is one of our outstanding partners, one of our outstanding sponsors. Richard joins us now to talk to us a little bit about, I've asked him to join us to talk to us a little bit about what's going on out there in the economy and some of the issues that he sees small business owners facing, and some ideas he has about what we can do to improve some of those. Richard, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's great to be on the show as usual, and we appreciate the fact that you're in Houston this week and helping us as we launch our fall sales campaign, or excuse me, our sales conference. It's so cold. I'm still thinking it's fall here.
That's right. You're in Boston. You're still reeling from the weather up there. Thank you, Richard. It's great to be here. I always love coming down to Houston and spending time with everybody. You didn't have to leave town though, just because I came.
I apologize.
Anyway, Richard, as you now, your primary customer, the people you serve every moment of your life as a company. Is my audience small business owners?
That's correct.
And as you drive around, as you travel around, serving these folks and talking to them and working for them and trying to help them with what they do, what are you seeing out there across the economy? What kind of a perspective would you give them on the economy right now?
Oh, I would say that it is still pretty ugly. we have seen. I guess the best way to describe it, Jim, is we've seen the environment kind of stabilize, but it's certainly down at the bottom of the barrel is where it's stable, and businesses aren't growing much, hardly at all. The layoffs seem to have subsided, but certainly it's the mentality of the small business owners that are, I think, still quite a bit in the foxhole because they don't know what's going to go on with the economy. They don't know what's going to go on with taxes. They don't know what's going to go on with interest rates, and they sure as heck don't know what's going to go on with health care. And so
I wrote an article a couple of weeks ago, and the title and the content of the article was "Uncertainty is the Greatest Enemy of Job Creation."
Yes, it is. It absolutely is.
And the policies that any politician, Republican or Democrat, wants to propose and enact and deliver won't make a small business owner hire one person as long as they are uncertain and afraid.
That's correct. That is absolutely 100%. We've seen that over the 21 years that I've been with Administaff. We've seen that every time in the economy when something came about that created uncertainty, it literally freezes the mindset of our small business owner. And I understandably why. That's not critical. That's just the way that it is. And until people in Washington get a sense of what's really going on, and it's beyond me to get a feel that they know what's going on. But having said that, we got to do some things specifically to help freeze and get rid of this uncertainty in people's minds.
What would be an example? Give us a list of two or three things that you think were invited to the summit tomorrow, the big meeting tomorrow in Washington, D.C., and they gave you the floor. What would you tell the gathering of leadership from both parties?
Well, the first thing I tell them is they better start listening to the American people instead of some policy and agendas and all that kind of stuff. But that's probably not the answer you were looking for.
No, that's actually a good answer. It's just that it's unfortunately sad. It's sad to say that's a kind of a naive hope there, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Now, what I would suggest is something that's, you know, it's fairly, I mean, it's been proven in this economy over the decades, and that is to help unfreeze the mindset of uncertainty. You have to put some initiatives out that I think, you know, help business owners think differently. The first one is, you know, I mean, I'd remove the corporate income tax rate, or at least cut it in half for the next 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing that I would do is I would tell them that they need to eliminate the capital gains tax,
mm-hmm,
for the next couple of years, because
across the board.
Yeah, look,
not just for small business owners.
I know,
across the board.
See, that's just it. That's the idiocy of what they've been talking about in terms of small business. Well, look, small business does invest, but they're not going to get the capital gain treatment by whatever they invest in selling it, you know, in 2 years. So
in the history of mankind, Richard, no small business ever didn't hire an employee because they paid too much capital gains tax.
That's exactly correct. That's number one. Number two is the whole capital gains tax relief idea is really designed for spurring capital that comes out of investment in Wall Street, the bond market, and real estate, and those kinds of things. And when people have a chance to make money at that, they're going to put that money back to work.
Right.
And so that's how this thing works. It's not rocket science, but, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the things. Those would be the three things that I would say is start listening to the people, cut the corporate tax rate for a couple of years, and cut the capital gains tax rate to zero for a couple of years, and sit back and watch.
You know, Richard, another thing that, and I want to talk about this when we come back after this next break, get your thoughts on this. I think the president is not one of the main things he's not doing a good job on is he's not appealing to our better angels. He's not fostering what's great about America, and that's our vision, our desire to be the best. He's not bringing that out in us, and I wish he would rise above politics and focus on what makes America great and talk to us about that the way Reagan did.
Yeah,
and that's not a Republican or a Democrat thing, folks. That's an American thing. Appeal to our better angels. I'm going to get Richard to talk about that after these messages. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Richard Rawson is with Administaff. He's our guest.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.